News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Scatter cushions and bedspreads. What are they for? This madness must stop. So says broadcaster and Guardian columnist Adrian Childs in his regular and brilliant columnist column in The Guardian. Adrian, what have you got against scatter cushions and bedspreads?
Well, I just do not see the point of them. You know, all my life, wherever I've lived, there've been cushions scattered upon the bed. When before you get into bed, you have to throw them all on the floor. And then in the morning, you make the bed and you put them all back on there. Why? Why do you need to do that? The same with the bedspread. My mum's fanatic about the bedspread. When I stay with her, it's so heavy. I only just about drag it off the bed and then I leave it on the floor. And I get a rollicking for that. So I have to drag it out and hang it over the banisters. Then she can't even manage it for herself. So when I leave, I have to haul it back in and get it back on the bed. I don't see what purpose it serves. I mean, I think this is a bloke thing. We're talking to people. Every bloke seems to agree with me. And every woman seems to think, oh, no, I love cushions. So, I mean, maybe it just goes down to the gender lines.
Yeah, I suspect you're right. The counter argument is they look nice. You're dressing the beds.
But there's no... But it depends where you live. Maybe I can see that if you live in a very small place and you're in the... And, you know, you've got the bed in sight all day because you kind of live in one room. But there's nobody in the bedroom. It's like if a tree falls in a forest and there's nobody in there, does it make a noise? Who's it showing off to, this bed?
Yeah.
You know, so it looks nice.
I hear you. Look, generally, like, there has been an explosion of cushions around the home. I mean, every outdoor piece of furniture needs to have a cushion nowadays. I'd say in my house, I'd say there's 80 or 90 cushions.
Yes, it's just too many. And also, when you know, it does rain occasionally in Ireland. And when it rains, you have to...
store them all.
Obviously, you can't leave them out. You've got to store them all. Where do you put them? We need regulation on this. There needs to be some kind of maximum amount of cushions. I'm trying to get a one in, two out policy on cushions in my house. You bring one in, two, but then I hate throwing. Where do they end
up?
Where do
old cushions go to die?
Well, that's the point. There isn't anywhere but landfill. So you get sort of landfill anxiety then. I mean, And, you know, I just think we've all got too much stuff and we keep acquiring more stuff. And cushions are the epitome of stuff.
You know that stat they always roll out? If you got every cushion in Britain and Ireland, do you think you'd reach the moon? I'd say you'd come pretty close, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, easily, I would have thought, easily. In fact, instead of building spacecraft... You know, Musk and all that could just gather, just have an amnesty for all the cushions, send them all in and just build a cushion mountain, climb to the top of it and you reach the stars.
Adrian, the campaign starts here. Columnist with The Guardian, as always, and broadcaster, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Adrian Childs there, absolutely brilliant.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.